George Jeffries, 34. George Jeffries woke up Skyping with Joe Biden. George Jeffries woke up Skyping with Joe Biden. It was still daylight in Washington, but midnight rained indigo in Mount Druitt, Australia. The light from the window in Claire's mother's house, sodden, and Sydney a carbon rose glow on the horizon. Claire was pacing the carpet with her fists tight on each of her wrists to show opposition to his talking with Biden at all after Iraq and other examples of his counsel on foreign relations, rationalised aggression. But Biden had rung suddenly contrite at not having called George when Trump had said he would find him a good critic, someone who'd help clear your head. George said, "I thought you might phone me when they called Trump when you called Trump George before you took office, that I was a subject of discussion." "Is this phone safe?" asked Biden. "Tell him it's CIA," said Claire. George said, "It's CIA, but the guys on the other end don't listen much, as they're a Langley faction, both anti-anti-Chinese and anti-anti-Russian these days, though they're still into economic imperialism." Biden sounded wistful. "I'd like to meet them. My Borg guys have still got an obsession with Russia. My CIA head and I have to talk to Putin on a phone secured by Russian intelligence in case the foreign relations people eavesdrop and use it against me if they think I'm soft. Like Bindman used that stuff on Trump. Are you CIA yourself?" Claire gave a snort of derision. "No," said George, "but I like a phone that works, and the contacts are useful for my prisoner of conscience outfit." "Yes," Trump said, "yours is the only one left, not run by some intelligence division. Bad jokes like the white helmets. Would you please tell your lady that I was never part of Rumsfeld's plan to turn the Middle East to chaos?" "Iraq, Iraq," muttered Claire again. And don't want to destabilize other places in order to rule them now. Obama set me down on the chessboard to counter Hillary. I did, even though Victoria Nuland and things like her were left behind to continue aggression. I'm an old man, George, with a bad succession. You must consider Jeffries, hold your brain together as long as you can. I believe things complex about the Democratic Party. It doesn't just function as a false left to subvert the real one, but the New Deal is a long time gone. Biden said, "I just got Congress to pass my new $1 trillion Build Back Better plan. That's something FDR would have liked. But the brain. I bombed a whole family, not the first, to death in Afghanistan to make our airport massacre look better, and maybe I did think those babies there were terrorists. George, the brain. How much should I really let myself sleep? How much can I still trust any of my rebelling bodily functions?" Claire saw that the old man with the slight tremor and stiff, instructed, absent face was a walking metaphor for his nation. She sat with George on the night deep bed. He explained to both her and Biden. He is Roosevelt now before any war, and a man for whom crippling from each failure grief can in the drug of dementia be forgotten. Claire said, now also in the conversation, "But still they want other countries destabilized, having failed to dement Syria, and the lies of propaganda must surely confuse an old man genuinely." She added clearly and more gently then, "They are not good for him." As the Washington vision showed a face smoothed out and open. "No, they are not good for me," said Biden.